the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The voters of Missouri, the Show Me State, will vote Tuesday, November 7th on whether or not to become the Clone Me State. Constitutional Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, would put cloning in the Missouri State Constitution and eventually allow taxpayers' money to pay for it. Amendment 2 is deviously written to deceive the voters. Amendment 2 creates a constitutional right to make new human embryos through the same cloning process that led to Dolly the Sheep, and then kill the human embryos for use in embryonic stem cell research. The creation of human embryos could require millions of female eggs, which can only be obtained by massive exploitation of women. The female body produces only one egg a month. In order to get the vast numbers of eggs that embryonic stem cell research requires, women must take drugs to artificially stimulate their ovaries to produce many eggs at a time, and then submit under anesthetic to extraction of the eggs with a needle, a process that creates all sorts of risks, including stroke, infertility, liver or kidney failure, or even death. The process depends on exploiting women who do not adequately understand the risks or are tempted by large payments. Missouri's Amendment 2 creates the hyped hope that it can produce cures quickly for many diseases. In fact, embryonic stem cell research has not produced any cures whatsoever despite years of research, but has produced defects such as tumors. On the other hand, adult stem cell research is completely legal, needs no legislation, and has already produced many cures and treatments. Amendment 2 will change, repeal, or modify 45 sections of the Missouri Constitution, and of course, they can be interpreted by activist judges. Missouri's Amendment 2 would lock into the Constitution a right to clone and kill human embryos.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What is this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, that even if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, as the Democrats move in to take power in Congress, the debate rages over why the Republicans were beaten so bad. A lot has been said about the war, and I'm sure a lot of you are unhappy about Bush's advocacy about the war, but you know what? The one issue that divided the Republican Party kept many home on Election Day and sent many to the polls casting protest votes against and directly towards George Bush is the comprehensive immigration reform that he pushed, or, let's put it where it should be, amnesty. Unbelievable that a United States president would do this. He sided against conservatives of his own party, who are the majority of that party, and sided with the flaming liberal left wing of the Democrat Party with extreme racist organizations like LULAC, METCHA, and the National Council of the Race, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who has never met a cheap, exploitable worker that they did not like. Bush split the party, and it seemed he was willing to go down in flames to keep the borders open and the cheap labor flowing. It has ever been said that President Bush wants to create a North American union with our country, Canada, and Mexico. That's what people are telling me. And I'm reading it everywhere I look, and he's denying it. But I'm going to tell you something. It's true. He is trying to create a North American union, folks, to match what has been done in Europe. His open borders advocacy is for the dollar, and this North American Union is also for the dollar. Or as we say in the ghetto, all about the Benjamins. Let the money flow. The cheap labor must flow. Nothing matters but the money. And the cheap labor brings the money. And he's got people to pay off for being in office. It's simple as that. Now you ask the question, why would the president of the greatest country in the world be so willing to drag it down to third world conditions? He's seen what's happening to our school systems where the invasion is the heaviest in states like California. He's seen what happened to the wages of the American worker. He's seen the complete lockout of American workers in certain industries. If you're an American in California, Georgia, and other places, you cannot get a job in construction, and in some places not even in fast food. All of this, and he still pushes for amnesty. In his 6 years in office, he has done nothing, nothing to stem the invasion. I wonder if this statistic would bother our illustrious president. Total troop deaths as of last week in Iraq were 2,863. Total troop deaths in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan during that campaign are currently 289 for a total of 3,152. This is common knowledge. It's on the news all the time. That's a lot of American lives, too, folks. How about this? 12 Americans are murdered every single day in this country by illegal aliens. 12 Americans murdered every single day by illegal aliens. What do you think the president would say if we gave him that statistic? That's 4,380 Americans murdered annually by illegal aliens. You want a harsher figure than that? 21,900 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens since September 11, 2001. That is a lot of Americans, folks. That is a lot of people. And we are being killed by illegal aliens. Now, let me do my disclaimer, which I hate, but I'm going to do it for you anyway, for those of you too stupid to understand what I'm talking about. My disclaimer is this. Of course I know that most illegal aliens come to our country to work. Of course I know they are not murderers and drug dealers. But along with those workers and those undocumented, unquote, people come gangsters, come drug dealers, come murderers, come rapists, come pedophiles. And we're going to get a control on those people who come here who are really, really bad. We got to control the ones who come here for work. Nobody should be allowed into our country just because they want to come. How about these figures? If that won't wake you up, how about these figures? 40% of all workers in L.A. County are working for cash. That means more than likely most of those are illegal aliens. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 75% of the people on the LAPD most wanted list are, guess what? Illegal aliens. 66% of all babies born in Los Angeles County hospitals are born to women who are in the country illegally. 25% of all inmates in California correctional institutions are illegal, and the FBI reports that half of the gang members in L.A. are illegal aliens. 29% of inmates in federal prison are illegal aliens. 300,000 illegal aliens are living in garages in Los Angeles. Garages! But that's okay with most people. But get this one. Those who say they come here to work, our crops wouldn't get picked if it wasn't for the illegal aliens. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, where 29% of illegal aliens are proven to be on welfare. There's no balance there, folks. And our president should recognize this. Why would our president sell us out for money? He's got enough. But it's the people he's got to pay back, and it's the power that he gets from paying them back. That's what he's drunk on. He is drunk on the power of being able to do as he pleases. And even worse than those people are you people who support him. Why do you support him? I still got these people to tell me he's a good guy. I love my president. He's a good, solid man. No! No good man would do this to his country. No good man would allow those poorer than him to suffer because of this illegal alien invasion. And if you people are going to continue to drink that Kool-Aid, I would suggest just one thing. Go to Costco. You can get it in a great big industrial-sized box and save money. That's what you should do. You people are never going to understand that by electing a person who does this to the country, you're going to continue to get people like this. And those of you who tell me that, well, he's better than Kerry, I got an answer for that one. That's my answer. He is not better than Kerry. Kerry was horrible, and this man is horrible. And let me tell you something else. At least with Kerry, who I did not like, who I would not support, who I would not vote for. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. But at least with Kerry, if he would have attempted comprehensive border control, guess what? We would have beat up on him, and the Congress of the United States would have treated him like he stole something. They would have been all over this guy like a cheap suit. But no, when their president did it, they were afraid to get on it. And that's why we're in the position we're in. And that's why the Republicans went against George Bush in this election. And that's why the conservatives within the party decided that they would stay home on that day because their president had mistreated them. And even those of you who like him and think he is the darling of the new millennium have to admit something was wrong on November the 7th. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Kerry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Folks, as you know, my producer Les Blinkhorn has written a book, The Adventures of Trucker. It's a classic dog and boy book which can be enjoyed by all ages. I know I did. Les has generously donated a beautiful first edition hardcover set of these books to help us stay on the air. Send a donation of $30 or more to the Kerry Anderson Show and you will receive a copy inscribed to you or whomever you wish, the way you want it inscribed. Just let him know. Send your donation of $30 or more to the Kerry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Kerry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. It's The Adventures of Tracker, and it will make a great Christmas gift for a child, a grandchild, or guess what? Even you. And you know why? Because everybody loves dogs. The Kerry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of our country. And I want to welcome all those folks tonight who are listening out there. For those who have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all the folks listening tonight on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening all over the country on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Kerry Anderson Show. Let me give out that calling number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you give back all that you give. You're nice, I'm nice. If you're nasty, look out. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, we often hear that there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. And on some things, I do feel that way myself. But no Republican has ever done this. Cintas Corporation is one of the biggest uniform manufacturers in America. They have recently decided to match Social Security numbers of their employees to see if they are legally in the country. Huh, listen to this idiot. Congressman Benny Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, wrote a letter to Cintas Corporation stating that Cintas could be charged with illegal activities if any of its 32,000 employees are terminated because they gave false Social Security numbers in order to be hired. You heard me right. You think I misread it. I'm not stupid. I know what I'm talking about. This guy's crazy. Thompson said, quote, "I am deeply troubled by Cintas' recent policy change regarding the Social Security Administration's, quote, no match letters, unquote. It is my understanding that hundreds of Cintas immigrant workers have received these letters. I am extremely concerned about any potentially discriminatory action regarding this community," unquote. This community. They kill me with this community. How can you have a community of illegal aliens? That's outrageous. This is the United States Congressman, and I want you to listen to me close. This congressman is worried that the illegal alien community is being discriminated against. Those Social Security numbers, folks, that the illegal aliens use belong to somebody. Where is Congressman Thompson's concern for those Americans and their lives that are turned upside down by these illegal aliens that use their Social Security numbers? This is outrageous. Outrageous. His motive, people ask, his motive is to destroy this country. Do I think he woke up one morning and says, oh, let me see what I can do to destroy the country? No, I don't. But I think his actions are doing it nonetheless. He is destroying this country. He will do all he can for the illegal alien and damn the American citizen. That's his attitude. And you stupid people in Mississippi keep electing this clown. You do better to send him to Sarasota down there for the wintertime where Ringling Brothers go. You need to put him in the circus because that's what he is. He's a clown. And I'm going to tell you something else. This is anti-white hatred that's doing this. More on that later. But that's the real on Benny Thompson. If these people were white folks from Eastern Europe or somewhere, or from Iceland, and they were illegal aliens, he'd be saying, round them up. Put them on the truck. But because they're not white, he wants them to stay here. That's bigotry. Yeah, I said it. It's bigotry. He is a clown. He is ignorant. He is a fool. But more than that, he's the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks. Moving right along. Always wanted to say that. We've got a very, very, very good guest tonight. We've got Judge John Wilson. Now, this guy wrote a book. And we've got the books that are written all the time. We've got a great book by Dan Sheehy that was written. Dan's sitting right here in the audience. Excuse me, in the studio with me. I'm going to tell you about that in a little while also. But this is a book that was written for children. A good children's book. And I like children's books. I think children should have books written for them so they can understand the subject matter. But he wrote this book especially for children. We've got him on to explain tonight. Judge John H. Wilson, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Terry. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It is our pleasure to have you on. We appreciate you staying up. We know it's late back there, but we appreciate it. Okay. Tell them about your children's book. The name of the book is Hot House Flowers. And folks, you can get it at Amazon.com. I ordered my copy. It hasn't come yet, but I did order one. Go ahead, Judge.
Well, it's the story of a group of flowers that live in a hot house, and there's a diverse group of flowers. They're supposed to be the American melting pot. And there are flowers who live on the outside of the hothouse, and they want inside the hothouse. So the dandelion sends her seeds in through a vent to land in the soil of the flowers in the hothouse. And rather than dealing with these dandelions when they arrive, the flowers in the hothouse endlessly debate and fight with each other about what needs to be done with these newcomers until they've gotten to a point where the dandelions have taken over the soil, the food, and the water of these other flowers. And it takes the master of the hothouse to come back and remove the dandelions and save his original flowers.
There's a parallel there somewhere. I guess maybe you should tell us what it is.
What's that?
Tell us the parallel of your book.
Well, obviously there is a parallel with illegal immigration. However, that wasn't the only purpose in writing the book. I wrote this to instill patriotism.
Good.
Defense of country and defense of home. I wanted parents to be able to discuss these larger issues with their children, and it seemed to me there wasn't any literature available for children that could let parents discuss big issues like this with their children.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We appreciate this book very much, not just because of the illegal alien parallel, but also the patriotism. That is important. You know, most of these kids today don't know anything about being patriots. They have no idea that this country, Judge, should be defended. I mean, you know, they think it's going to always be here, and that's not the point. It doesn't have to always be here. Countries have fallen before, and this one can fall also.
And that's the problem I wanted to address. You know, I have a four-year-old myself, and of course I sit and try to read books to him, and I noticed that a lot of the lessons I was seeing were very small lessons. Eat your vegetables, share your toys. They're all important lessons, but you know, children see the news, they are aware of the world around them, and they have questions about these larger issues. And I thought that this would give parents an opportunity to discuss these issues with their children. What I was focused on more than anything was the debate between the flowers and the hothouse. You know, one of them takes the lead and is telling the others what to do, and the others are all afraid of being intolerant. So instead of standing up to this flower, the other ones just acquiesce until it's too late and there's nothing can be done to the situation.
Judge Wilson, I'm a black man. I've lived all my life in the inner city in Los Angeles, the ghetto as we call it. I'm not intolerant of anybody, but I believe that multiculturalism has run amok. I believe that this diversity, both of those words are four-letter words where I live.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem as I see it. Diversity can be a wonderful thing.
Sure.
It unites people.
Yes.
When you use diversity to unite people and say, we're a diverse culture, we accept all sorts of people from all walks of life. But the problem today is when diversity is discussed, it's used to divide people. It's used to differentiate them from each other. And that's not the American way. It's not how the people who founded the country plan things.
Well, it's dividing us now. It is dividing us. It is showing us what our differences are rather than showing us what our similarities are. And that's what this country was meant to be, bring us all together as one people. We're not saying you have to, you know, I can't put mustard on something you want ketchup on. That's not what it's about. What we're saying is we have to all be Americans and fight for the same basic culture that we have. We have differences of opinions, but we have the same culture. And diversity has totally... Let me tell you a little quick story. They're building a rapid transit through the inner city where I live. And I went to a meeting about it a couple weeks ago. They spent 20 minutes explaining that the stations that they were going to build for this train line were multiculturally diverse to reflect the ethnicity of the people that lived in that area where the station was. I almost vomited on the floor. Build a station that's utilitarian, make it look nice, and get on with it. Why does each station have to reflect diversity is in that community? What race is in that community? Because that's what diversity means. It means race, basically. So every so many miles, we got a black station, we got a white station, we got a Hispanic station, we got a station for Asian people. This is outrageous. And that's what diversity has done to us.
Yeah, the problem is, and that divides people. You become, well, this must be the Asian neighborhood.
There you go.
Here's the Asian station. This must be the black neighborhood. Here's the black station. That's not the plan. If you want to have diversity, then each station should represent a group of people or a group of symbols that unite.
Yeah,
that show all the
Americans.
The entire area of all of Los Angeles.
How about Americans? How about stations that reflect us all being Americans? You know what? They not only did they talk about the diversity of the stations, but they talked about the millions of dollars they spent on the study to figure it out. You know, Judge, I went to Amazon and I read some of the reviews on your book. And the thing that I noticed that stood out, there were ones and fives. There were no two, threes, and fours, which meant either they hated it or they loved it.
And, a lot like me.
Yeah, me and you both. And that's the way it is with this show. Either they love the show or they want to put me off the air. But you know, we seem to stick around. But let me, I just want to read a couple of them to the people. Here's a guy that didn't like you. He happens to live in Brooklyn there. He says, were the book honest, it might have presented the dandelions as flowers from a place lacking in soil and water, looking to share with those who have both in abundance and are willing to take the cheap fertilizer and dirty water no one else wants to, in order to grow. If a book like this is meant to appeal to Christian parents, I can only say that I was unaware that Jesus turned people away for lack of papers. You know, this is outrageous, and it's stupid. It's really stupid.
Well, I saw those comments, too, and what I'm finding is a lot of the comments, the one-star reviews, clearly have not read the book.
Absolutely. Here's another one.
Publicity.
No
reading of the book.
Here's another one, Judge. Another one of those xenophobic books, except this time it's distinguishingly made for children. But here's one that I did like. This book made me think of the mouse I saw in my kitchen a few weeks ago. I had a choice. Welcome the mouse, let it eat our food, let it have a corner of the pantry to raise its family, etc., or do everything possible to eradicate the mouse and its kin. Guess what I did? I did what most responsible parents would do. Not because I hate animals, but because free-roaming mice are a health hazard and I have a family to protect, and the rules of my house do not include cohabitation with rodents. And this is a metaphor, I'm sure, but then it said the small children who live in my house probably would have made a different decision. If she sought counsel from her friends, she may have even made a trail of sugar cubes leading to our front door. What this person was saying was there are liberal people who will say, well, we have to accept them because it's the right thing to do. But this woman says to protect her children or her country, she had to do the right thing and expel these people from it. I love that review.
You know, the problem that I'm seeing with many of the critics is they're open border people.
Yes.
Who are not distinguishing between legal immigration and illegal immigration. And you will notice one of the comments that are in favor of the book comes from someone who is a legal immigrant.
Yes, I did read that.
Very happy to see someone speaking up on behalf of legal immigrants and discussing how the illegals are causing a problem for the legal immigrants. You know, if I could tell you a quick story, the day after the publicity on this book started to increase, I got a call from a lawyer that I used to work with back when I was in practice. He is a Cuban refugee. He defected from the Cuban wrestling team around 1965. And now that he's a lawyer, he represents people seeking legal immigrant status. He said that he loved the book, that he supported the ideals fully, that many of his immigrant clients are waiting 7 years for their papers while illegal immigrants were getting
these stories I hear all the time on this show of legal immigrants who are feeling like they've been done wrong by our country because they have to take so long, but a guy can just jump in front of them in line. Judge, I got to go. I hate to keep you up so late for such a short segment, but we wanted to get it in. We want people to get the book. Tell them how they can get it.
Hot House Flowers, you can buy it on Amazon.com. Log on, log in the name of the book or my name, you'll find the book, and it'll be on its way to you for Christmas.
Hot House Flowers, folks, I ordered mine, it's on the way. I can't wait to get it, I really can't. This is one of those books that I just know I'm going to love, and I think it was long overdue to be written, to aim at our young minds out here. There's nothing bigoted about it. There's nothing wrong about it. It's something that needed to be said, but it's said in a way that children can understand it. And I want to thank you.
You discuss God, by the way. There's a whole concept of God placed in there that's purposeful so people can discuss the concept of God with their children.
All right. Judge Wilson, we want to thank you for coming on with us. We thank you for going to bed. You can get to bed now.
Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Take care. Bye.
Great guest, folks. Great guest. The book is there. You can check it out, and I suggest you do. It'll be on Amazon.com, or you can go to our website. We have a link right to Amazon where you can get it. We're going to play that clip now, folks, and I want to say something about that clip. We did not alter this clip that we're about to play. We got it in this form where it seems to be speeded up. That's how we got it. That's how we played it. I'm not going to slow it down here. I'm going to play it just how I got it because I think it really works a little better. That way we can get it in a lot quicker on our show. But this is a man, Augustin Cebeda of the Brown Berets d'Aslan. And every week I say we're going to play a different clip. Somebody emails and says, please play it tonight so my brother or my sister or my mom can hear it because people don't understand. When you go to these rallies, they say we're racist. You tell me who's the racist, us or these people that oppose us. And I was there. I saw these words come out of his mouth back in the 1990s. You tell me who's the racist, Americans who are seeking to fix this illegal immigration problem or people like Augustin Cebeda. This is courtesy of CCIR.
I was Dean Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Just go back to Simi Valley, you scum! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! You pilgrim! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
Yo, white people, it is your duty to die. Even their own ancestors say that they should die. That they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people, are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is our time. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Hi, this is John Sapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We talk about the illegal alien invasion, and I pushed that wrong button again, folks. We're not doing the pens. Sorry, but you did get our address from it. We have the calendars now. Everything goes, same thing with the pens, but just send us some money. We'll send you a calendar, same thing. And we do very much appreciate your support. We need your help to stay on air. It's very expensive. We don't get paid. We buy this airtime, and that's the way it is. Les's book has helped. He's donated the books. We've taken in some money there. We send out the calendars. When we have the pens later on next year, we'll send those out. We do the best we can, but it's very expensive, and these people at the station don't care anything about our message. They don't care anything about what we have to say. All they care about is the money. Show me the money. You know, there's a better line from Goodfellas, but I can't say that one on the air, so we'll just leave it as show me the money. Let's get straight to the phones. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey there, Patriot. Folks, when you get that calendar, write down this number also, 1-866-340-9281. That's 1-866-340-9281. 9281. Your calendar will have the President's White House number on it and Congress. And the number I just gave you is a toll-free number to Congress anytime, day and night. Now, let me say this. I've been calling on behalf of that toll-free number, and I've been calling the White House number, the 202 number, on behalf of Ramos and Campion. These two Border Guard agents who are going to be put behind bars in January. We want the President of the United States to pardon them. We need to pardon them. And after seeing the chief of this Border Patrol on TV on Lou Dobbs show today, we need to call him and remind him, too. But, folks,
it's absolutely outrageous, Jerry, what they're doing to these two guys. Outrageous.
Well, it's criminal. The thing is, the people will react. We have congressmen and some senators who are reacting to us when we call, and they're supporting us. Secondly, Rome fell because of the situation we have in this country today. The barbarians came in and took Rome over. I'm not saying all illegal aliens are barbarians, but I am saying the situation is the same. And secondly, the RICO law. All these different cities out there, Escondido, all the rest of them, who have the courage to stand up, use the RICO law against the ACLU. The ACLU has been a front for the Marxist Socialist Communist Organization in the United States since it was organized. It can be beat, but Congress has passed some kind of law that gives them the right that when they win a case, they win the whole case. They get the money for it.
The two most,
stop them.
Jerry, the two most scandalous organizations out there now, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. The absolute worst. Jerry, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, God bless, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
All right. Speaking of agents Ignacio Ramos and Compien, we've got Joe Lawyer calling us from El Paso, Texas. He is the father-in-law of Ignacio Ramos. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Our time is limited.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say that, of course, I'm not going to go into the details of the trial. You know, the two agents were prosecuted. They were...
For doing their job.
For doing their job.
Yes.
Exactly. And the drug smuggler was given immunity and medical treatment, $35,000 worth at the taxpayer's expense here at the El Paso Army Hospital, William Beaumont Army Hospital. He's just now sitting back waiting for his $5 million lawsuit that he filed against the U.S. Border Patrol because of his wound from the gunshot of Ignacio Ramos, that he had assaulted both agents and pointed at him with a shiny object. This happened at 1 o'clock, 1:15 in the middle of the day. So they, you know, this wasn't at night, like many people have said, that they didn't know what he had in his hand. But anyway, Sensenbrenner, James Sensenbrenner, congressman, had promised congressional hearings to investigate this case, and because they found so many discrepancies. And I understand that the hearings were canceled because of the election results. This was supposed to be a bipartisan.
Yeah, what does that have to do with it?
What does it have to do with election results?
Yeah.
However, we got some good news 2 days ago, Friday the 1st, where 15 congressmen, including Walter Jones of North Carolina, Ted Poe of Texas, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, and 12 others, sent a letter to James Sensenbrenner, and they're asking that the Immigration Subcommittee hold an immediate hearing on the U.S. Border Patrol agents again, asking him to go ahead with the hearings before they go on Christmas vacation or whatever, wherever they're going. But anyway, we also found out that without those hearings, there is a very slim chance that the two agents could stay out on bond pending their appeals. We have a website that was set up by Minuteman One, Max Worthington of Redondo Beach, California, and Freddie Puckett of Three Points, Arizona, from the Arizona Minutemen. The website is agentramos.com. In this website, you will find photos of the drug smuggler, the prosecutors, lots of videos and information on the case. And I also just want to say one thing, that we really thank the people of California, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and all the people, the millions of people all over the nation that have emailed and sent cards and
Well, Joe, we thank you, and we really thank the two Border Patrol agents for doing their job in protecting this country. And we're behind them, and believe me, if they were a couple of crooked guys, I'd be saying get a rope. But that's not the case. These guys were protecting the country at the time. They were doing their job. They were doing what they were paid to do. And here's something I say about this case all the time. 80% of police work of any type is instinct. And these guys used their instinct. They thought this guy was a smuggler. They thought he was an illegal alien. He turned out to be both. Their instincts were correct. And where they get for it? They're being prosecuted and put in jail. And that's outrageous. It is really outrageous. But we thank them for what they've done. And we're going to do what we can to make sure that this thing is righted, because it's wrong what they're doing.
Yeah, and Jerry Laws, who just called in, I've talked to him several times. He's called my office several times. Very nice man. Many, many people like him have called. George Bush has received thousands of letters, tons of mail, petitions and all. But what we're asking the people to do is get a hold of their representatives.
Yeah, George Bush is a waste of time. Get your congressman.
Right.
Get your congressman. That's who you should contact, folks. Contact your congressman and tell him that you want Agents Compiègne and Ramos exonerated of this charge, or at least right now what we want is an investigation. We want congressional hearings into what happened. That's what's important. Joe, I got to go. I want to thank you for coming on. Keep us up to date on what's happening, and we appreciate you looking out for these guys.
Just go ahead and I want to let the people to know. Go in there at AgentRamos.com.
AgentRamos.com. AgentRamos.com, folks.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank
Take
you.
Care. Good luck. Good. All right. Let's go to Joanna calling from Manhattan. Joanna, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. I'm calling from New York, just like Judge Wilson. I'm the president of New Yorkers for Immigration Control and Enforcement. And a while ago, Terry, you were talking about the statistics for illegals that murder Americans, and I want to personalize that, because in Manhattan, this woman named Adrienne Shelley was murdered November 1st by an illegal alien who was doing some work on the apartment below. She went to complain about the noise. He followed her, punched her, thought she was dead, so he hung her up by the shower rod, trying to pretend that it was a suicide. She actually died by the strangulation. So New York ICE went and had a memorial for her last Wednesday to call attention to this pattern of violence from illegal aliens. Unfortunately, as we both know, she's not the only one.
No, she's not.
And
that was a very tragic story, Joanna. It really was. I did read the story. And it really amazed me. This guy was afraid of being deported, and he was angry because she called him a name or something, which I would have called him about 20. But here's the thing. He kills this woman and then tries to cover it up by making it look like she hung herself.
Right. Well,
where are the family values that George Bush preaches that these people have? I don't see it.
Absolutely.
I really don't.
Absolutely. And also, I can relate, because I'm an American Hispanic.
Yeah.
We have a lot of demonstrations. New York ICE has a lot of demonstrations. I get called a racist constantly.
Yeah, you're
a boring accusation at this point.
How about white supremacists? Do they call you that? Because they call me that one, too. You know? But it doesn't matter what your race is, Joanna. I appreciate you mentioning that. That is important on this show. But the reason it's important is to show that all people who are Americans believe that this problem should be fixed regardless of their race. And I am with you.
Absolutely. They resort to name-calling because they cannot argue on the facts, because the facts are on our side. You know, the fact is that this Diego, her killer, Adrienne's killer, Diego Pilco, he should never have been in this country in the first place, and he certainly shouldn't have been working.
I agree. Joanne, I got
to
go.
Okay, let me pass on to your listeners. ProgressRose@yahoo.com. That's my direct email. My direct phone is 917-686-8695. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much, Joanne. You take care. Call
me
again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Ann, calling from Los Angeles. Ann, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
I'm just so upset about these illegals coming in the country having babies purposely to get to stay here in this country.
Unbelievable.
That's why they need us.
Jackpot babies.
Citizenship rights.
Well, you know what, Ann? That 14th Amendment that they're abusing needs to be revisited by the Supreme Court.
Right.
And every time it's enacted, or there's a bill enacted to try to readdress that, something happens, enough people don't sign on to the bill. But we want that thing. I want to go to the Supreme Court. And let me tell you this. I will abide by whatever resolution the Supreme Court, whatever decision they come with, I will abide by it. It's kind of like the OJ verdict. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was over for me.
Right.
But it needs to go back to the Supreme Court to be stated what exactly it meant, to be interpreted, shall we say, because it wasn't wasn't meant for illegal alien children. It was meant for the children and slaves. That's who it was meant for.
That's right.
And it really angers me. Ann, thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
You take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Nelson calling from the city of Whittier, California. Nelson, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. I am a special ed teacher in Pico Rivera. I tell you, when I pull up in the morning,
you have my blessing.
I get out of my car, I'm in a different country. I do not hear English.
Oh, I know.
In the office, the parents don't speak English. I have 13 students. I'd say at least half, maybe three quarter of them are illegals. They're getting millions of dollars for the services. You know, last year, my aide got an email from me. It was just one of these just sad emails that you just send. Enough and dirty or anything. It said, "Dear Mr. Bush, I'm moving to Mexico." I don't know if you read that. You know.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Okay, I got a sexual harassment reprimand in my file for that, and I'm trying to fight it. But you know what? I can't get a lawyer to get that out of my file because the lawyer says, "You know what? You're the wrong color."
Huh. Well, he gave you a true statement.
Help me. Can I leave my phone number?
I wish I knew somebody. I'll tell you what I will do. I will put you on hold. My producer will take your phone number. And if somebody wants to help him out there, you're a...
Hey, I've been fighting this over a year.
Okay.
And you know what? This is all set up. I put up with listening to my aide stand up in the classroom and say that the LAPD shot baby Susie on purpose because they hate Mexicans. And you know what?
They shot baby Susie because her daddy was a crackhead.
Yeah.
Her daddy was a thug. Her daddy was a dope dealer and an illegal alien. And he held his kid up and used her as a human shield. And she got shot. End of story.
And you know what? When I filed my complaint against her, they just ripped it up and threw it in the trash can.
That's typical. I'm going to put you on hold, Nelson. We'll get your phone number, and if somebody wants to help him, you get in touch with us.
Hey,
we'll put you in touch with him.
I'm a monthly donator. You know, I encourage everybody.
We appreciate it, buddy. Hold on.
That's it.
Hold on. Thanks, Nelson. Let's go to Jason Collins from Escondido, California. Jason, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, I go to Escondido every week. I was there during the day without no illegals. It was a virtual ghost town.
That's good news.
So, I mean, it shows how much and Escondido's finally trying to do something, and it's like kind of almost too late.
Well, you know, everything in California is almost too late, but at least they're doing something. That's the important thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I speak Spanish, too, and so it's kind of fun. I'm a white kid that speaks Spanish. And they think they can talk about me in front of me. And I sit there and I listen to them and I go, you know how rude it is to talk about people in front of people? And Spanish is an easy language to learn.
We all need to learn German, Polish, or something else and talk in front of them. I tell you, when I'm approached in Spanish, I drop a language that I have on them, and they really don't understand what it is. But it is rude. It's terrible. And I'm not saying anybody shouldn't be bilingual. It's a great thing to be bilingual or trilingual or quadlingual or whatever you want to be. But we should all at least be able to converse in English. And when people speak a separate language, usually when they do it in front of you, it's to either make fun of you or just to say, look, we got something you don't have. Jason, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. I got Paul Nachman in the studio here. Paul's a buddy of mine. He's down here from Bozeman, Montana, spending a few days in L.A. He's going to tell us about Montana very briefly.
Montanans are mostly unaware of the problem, but there are a few of us who are. I don't know if it's all of us refugees from California. I'm not sure. Or maybe some Montanans are just sort of clued in. I live in Bozeman, and the latest we read in the city newspaper is that the police and social service agencies are gearing up to deal with a surge in Spanish speakers. And you note the immediate...
They should be gearing up to deal with deportations.
The immediate impact is that the social service agencies are affected. And yet people talk about this sort of...
And this is in Montana.
This is in
Montana.
Small town Montana, yeah. Big Sky, the resort to the south, and the city of Bozeman. Something you've talked about, Terry, maybe just to me, or maybe you've been on the air about it, the people in these agencies who, you know, they exercise their compassion by giving away taxpayers' money. You know, they think they're doing a good deed. Just the mentality of people in social service agencies everywhere. Well, it's in Montana as well. You know, if there are any people... listening in Montana tonight, I'd like you to get in touch with me to get involved in the organization we have going, just started up there. And you can do that by sending Terry an email.
Yeah, send me an email, and I'll pass it on to
Terry's website. Yeah, and he'll pass it on to me. We need as many Montanans active as possible. Thanks, Terry.
Every state, Paul. Thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate it. Also, folks, I mentioned I got Dan Shee in the studio. Boy, is that great tonight. Dan wrote one of the best books there is about the illegal alien invasion. We just got a box of books from Dan. We're going to be giving those books away. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it. We're going to do it in a special way. He signed every one of them. And we're going to be giving them away in the next few weeks. So stick around. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what's going to happen with the books. But we appreciate you bringing them in, Dan. We really do. Let's see. The board is almost full. I'm going to try to get to everybody. How about a minute of peace? Ernest calling from L.A. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hello.
Ernest.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to answer a couple questions from your previous callers. And actually, your last caller just touched on one of them. When we talk about social services, I am a marriage and family therapist. And one of your callers before was talking about when they deport illegal aliens, that it breaks up the family. A lot of what's going on in the social services in California is not being exposed. For the past about 7 or 8 years, about 98% of my patients are Hispanics, and most of them are illegal aliens.
98%.
One of the largest mental health family services agencies in Southern California, Pacific Clinics, if you go on their website and look at their employment pages, they almost require every therapist to be bilingual.
Jeez.
Therefore, most of the people that they're hiring are Hispanics, which are forcing American therapists like me out of work.
That's amazing.
Now, my recommendation is that you don't break up the families when you deport them. You deport the whole family.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it. That's the perfect way. And, Ernest, let me give you another one. They say you can't break up families because the father or the mother broke the law. Well, you know what? They're sending people to prison every day. And when that convict goes to jail, guess what happens to his family? He gets separated from his family. That's been happening ever since this country was here, and in Europe a lot longer before that. So to say that you can't separate them is wrong. You can, and it must be done. If that's the case. If not, I like your alternative. Take them with you. I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for your call, and stick around and call us again. We appreciate it.
All right.
And I'm still waiting on that deal you told me about.
Okay.
The cable show. All right, buddy.
Yeah, that's coming on. It's on Time Warner, cable TV. That's the channel.
We need it on in L.A. Let me know when it's happening. All right, thanks, Ernest.
Okay.
All right, for those folks who are listening in Los Angeles and those who are listening online, as you know, the next show coming on is live, Loris Rascala Live. And she's got a very good show, folks. She's very articulate, very knowledgeable, very conservative, and she's going to be on in a few minutes, and she's going to tell you right now what she's going to be talking about, and you can believe I'm going to be listening to every single word.
Well, Terry, we're taking a break from politics tonight. Can you believe it? We're taking a break, and we're going to talk about something you and I have talked about off the air.
Italian food?
Not Italian food. We're going to talk about a report that came out recently that said for the first time in American history, single households outnumber married households.
Unbelievable.
And we're going to ask the question, why? Why are so many of us not married? So we're going to address issues that I, as a single woman in my...
I was going to say, don't look at 30, me.
30-something. 30-something.
Very low 30-something, folks. Anyway.
See, in some trends that we see in men. And I'm going to talk about what I believe the feminist movement has done that has contributed to this, what I see as a problem.
Sounds good.
All right. Are you going to tune listening. In? Are you going to call and give us advice?
Maybe.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
I am an expert. Thanks, Loris. Loris Rascala Live after our show tonight. Let us go to... Let's go to Mike calling from I don't know where. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Well, that ain't the one. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Orange County. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. I want to give an advance notice of the CCIR meeting on Wednesday, December 27th at the Women's Civic Club in Garden Grove, corner Chapman and Gilbert. We have a special keynote speaker, Keith Hardine, who is a martial arts instructor. He's going to train people who attend rallies and who do not attend rallies, train them in the art of self-defense, because I've seen people attacked on street rallies at Columbia University.
We've been attacked.
Yes, sir, at protests at Home Depot Day Labor Centers. And this meeting is called Survival or Us.
Sounds good. What's
and
the date?
You know, President Bush is for open borders. He's welcoming illegal aliens in the guise of guest worker programs. And we will all need to know the art of self-defense.
What's the date?
The date is December 27th. And call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. For all info about the meeting. And, you know, every time I hear you play Agustin Sabata, it makes me sick. Because I hear him every Wednesday night from 9:30 to 10:30 on KPFK 90.7 FM. And you will hear callers call in and say things like, when our children go to kindergarten, they are subjected to an alien culture.
Well, now he's on twice a week, Wednesdays and Sundays. Thanks for the call,
Ev.
Right. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Rick calling from Chicago. Rick, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy. Hey, what's up, Rick?
Glad you got Dan Sheehy in the studio.
Yeah, my buddy, he's here.
I wonder how I
Rick
can get a couple of those books.
He wants a couple of your books. Come on, man, you're not going to be politicking for books on my show. We'll put you in touch with him. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's a great book.
If you call him and save 50 cents, I won't have to give him a call tomorrow. But listen, Terry, I was wondering if you could do a couple minutes on my show this Wednesday.
Absolutely. Give me a call
during the week.
I would love it. Give me a call.
All right. Very good. You got a good show. You know, that judge was a little scary, Judge Wilson.
Yeah.
I once went before Judge Frank Wilson, and he hung himself in Arizona.
Well, we won't discuss the judges we've been in front of, Rick.
This judge sounded like a decent man. I'm going to go.
Yeah, he was. Our kind of guy.
Sounds like a good book.
Give me a call at home.
Okay, buddy.
Take care, buddy. Sure. All right, let's go to Mike calling from somewhere west of here. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Real quick.
Terry, good to hear your show tonight, man. I'm glad the Americans are out there listening to it because it's the only show that we have. I'm sitting in a home buffet this afternoon with one of your friends, a raising liberal person, and they were trying to tell me that these people are all political prisoners.
Well, I'm a political prisoner.
Aren't we all now?
Ich bin der Gefangene von South Central. That's me.
Yeah, well, they're all. The only reason why they're here is because of the machinations of our government.
Oh, yeah. Give me a break.
If it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be here taking these jobs. Even though this person feels that the sure country has been invaded, she doesn't realize that the invasion is complete.
Absolutely.
And we've got to do something about it right now. It's by just opening up our eyes and realizing what's going on around us and doing something about it. Not having your children learn Spanish as a first language is a good start.
Peggy Lee wrote a song about it, or sung a song about it, Cry Me a River. They kill me with that one. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Everything for Americans, man.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. All right, folks. Sorry, Wendy. I'm sorry, Victor. I'm sorry. We're at the end of the show. Call me next week. I know it's probably time sensitive, Wendy. Wendy, you got 10 seconds. How's that?
Hey, Terry, we're going to talk about the corridor this Thursday, December 7th, at the Granada Forum, and you can see it live. Just go to www.granadaforum.com.
Thanks, Wendy. All right, folks, I want to thank everybody that participated tonight. Don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. I'm in a 643 Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, immigrationbuzz.com. He's at 22nd Avenue in Camelback. This week with the Swings, the Crescent Congress, and Spoken in English, Alex Cano, my engineer, and Les Blinkhorn for taking your call. I want to thank Paul Nachman and Dan Sheehy for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it. Folks, it is a very, very, very tough subject, and we want to make sure everybody knows why we say it. We love America. That's our reason. Don't forget those three websites that we talk about every single week, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.
How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.